40 Days of Words, Kindness and the Tongue. Proverbs 31, verses 25 to 28 say, Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her. Hi, this is Jim Brown. This famous proverb, the last in the book, is about the virtuous, godly woman. It contains a fantastic listing of all the qualities of the godly woman who is fully alive, active, and following Jesus. Her entire family is blessed, happy, and thriving because this Wonder Woman is in their midst. To the point of our series on words, note especially verse 26, which says, She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue, unquote. The Amplified Version puts it this way, She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue, giving counsel and instruction, unquote. A question pops into my mind. How did she get to the place where she speaks skillful and godly wisdom with kindness when giving counsel and instruction? Are those qualities something you can buy in a jar and apply at night? No. Are those qualities something that comes from just attending church or school? No. Are they something you're either born with or not? No again. Another verse comes to mind from Matthew 12 when Jesus said, Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You see, the virtuous, godly woman can do all these things listed in this verse and indeed this chapter, but only after first having filled herself with the things of God. And it applies to men too. My prayer, Lord, I want to speak words in skillful and godly wisdom. I want to speak kindly when dispensing words of counsel and instruction, but I can't do it without you. Lead me, guide me, and use me to bless others. Amen.